Hey, this is John Arnberg. We're on a journey together, and it's called Made to Count because we're talking about how God created you to make a difference. He actually wants you to make an impact. However, there are forces that hold us back. And today, I want to tell you about three prisons and how you and I can get liberated from them. These ideas have been articulated by numbers of folks, a writer named Henry Nouwen. I'll talk about him sometimes with a real good friend of mine, Rick Blackman. He's a therapist, work with people. He talks about three prisons and how we can be trapped in them. First is the prison of accomplishments. Sometimes we base our self-worth in what we accomplish, and we feel like if I haven't done enough, then my well-being tanks. Or the second, I can be the prisoner of possessions. I get fixated on what I have, what I acquire, what my bank account tells me, the physical things about me, the material things in my life. And then third is the prison of reputation. I can become a prisoner of what other people think about me. Sometimes we can get fixated on other people thinking we're doing great, that we're really successful, that we're achieving. When we're focused on what other people think, we're not focused on what God thinks. So these are the three prisons. Henry Nouwen talked about, my temptation is to believe I am what I do, or I am what I have, or I am what other people think of me. And you may be asking yourself, now what's the antidote? How do I get out of that prison? Well, that's a good question. We do that by naming. You can name what you're feeling, bring it out of the darkness, and then the power kind of fades away. When you name the honest truth about what you're pursuing and why you're pursuing it, you begin to open that prison door and come out. So I'm no longer trapped by what I do, what I have, or what other people think about me. A prayer that you can specifically pray is a question to God. God, how are you going to love me today? That's a wonderful way to get out of those prisons. It's kind of a two-part question. Ask him that in the morning. And then at night, when you're getting into bed, reflect, God, how did you love me today? And my friend Rick talks about how you can always spot his love for you when you stop to notice it. So when you get to the end of the day, instead of forgetting the blessings, which we do so easily, just stop. Oh, God, that moment, that thought, that greeting, that idea, that was a gift from you. It changes your perspective, that event, that conversation. Now, here's the truth. We'll never be 100% free of those prisons, but we can get a lot freer than we are now. It is a great freedom not to be spending our best energy pursuing good feelings or a sense of well-being from the wrong places. So, as you go through this day, let's think a moment about these thoughts. I am not what I do. I am not what I have. I don't have to be tormented by my resume or achievements. I don't have to try to make them look any bigger than they are in the eyes of anybody else. That's not me. I'm also not what I have. I cannot secure my life by accumulating more money. Whatever the place is where I live, whatever the car is that you might happen to drive or ride in, that is not your identity, even though advertisers try to tell you that it is. That the good life is just one more purchase away. No, it's not. And you are not what other people think of you. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. Somebody put it like this. In my 20s, I was afraid about what other people think about me. In the 30s, I stopped worrying about what other people think of me. In my 40s, I realized nobody was thinking about me anyway. And for most of us, it takes a lot longer to get there. The truth is this. You are the beloved of God, and your soul is of infinite worth. God loves you just as you are. So we will live in that today, and that will make today count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here. and we'll catch you next time.